Okay, we started on Svekstvaika. The Yikr Sugya of Svekstvaika is from Daf Tes and on. Nevertheless, it's all gebaita on the Svekstvaika of our Mishnah. So we're going to try to understand the Yisaidis of Svekstvaika, and to the extent that we have time. And we'll start with the Machlokes Rashi and Taisis. The way we explained it yesterday, Rashi holds that this whole takana is in order to be mevara svekstvaika. That the purpose of the takana is in order to be mevara the svekstvaika. Taisis holds that no, there's no reason to be mevara svekstvaika. Taisis holds that it's a life flaw, gotu kayin and plusim ibas gimel, and that's it. That's the shita of Taisis. We were tailored yesterday, the Machlaikis, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rajba, in Shulchan Aruch, where the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramah Paskin that way is that there's no need to be Mevarer a Svekstvaika. And the Shita of the Rajba was that you have to be Mevarer a Svekstvaika. So we said that it fits in very glatt. We learned that this is the Machlaikis. Rashi holds. Every time you have a Svekstvaika, you're mechuyev to be mevara the Svekstvaika. So memela, it makes sense that the Rabbanan made a takana here in order to try to facilitate the birur, in order to make a pile, and then they will come, and that everything will work out to be mevara the Svekstvaika. Taisis could not learn like Rashi, because Rabbeinu Tam l'shita say, holds that a Svekstvaika, that's efshel levara, there's no chiyev to be mevara. And the Mela, Rabbeinu Tam had to argue with Rashi and had to come up with his own reason why Chazal made the Takana, that they made it just for a Shiskayin of Kusim Ibas Gimel, and that's the Shita of Taisus. So I asked you yesterday, what Mahalach is more Pashat Al Pisvar? What do you understand better? If I asked you if you have to be Mevara Svekstvaika, what would you say? If I told you, yeah, that there's a certain shayla, there's a svekstvaika, and it's Eshel Levar, so what's more glad al pi svar? Which side needs hezbar? Which side needs hezbar? If you have a svekstvaika that you can be mevar, why would you say pashtus? Do you have to be mevar? Or don't you have to be mevar? So I think the feeling of most people is yes. Yes, so what are you going to rely on? Why should you rely on taking a chance? A Svekstvaika, a slave called Svek, it's possible it's an Isser. So most of the people here felt that if you are Svara, you should have to be Mevar. Certainly, Bashkafer Rishayna, it should be that way. Bashkafer Rishayna, if you could, why are you going to rely on Svekis? Svekstvaika, why are you going to rely on if you could be Mevar, be Mevar? That, I think, is the Pashtas HaSvara. And therefore, it would seem that it needs Hezber, the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ramah, which is, I think, the way we paskin, most places we paskin, that there's no Chiyuv Mevar. That Shita needs a Hezber, and that's the goal today, to understand the Shita. And in order to do that, we'll start from the beginning of what a Svekstvaika is, and we'll discuss a Mahalach, and we'll see that this Mahalach is going to be helpful. What's the reason a Svekstvaika is mutter? How do you know a Svekstvaika is mutter? If a Sufik deraisa is l'chumra, so how do you know that a Svekstvaika is awesome? If you're not allowed to take a chance on a deraisa, so who says you're allowed to take a chance if it's a Svekstvaika? What's the reason? So there are basically two mahalchim. Anytime you learn Svekstvaika, you learn the Rajba and the Rambam. Have two mahalachim, each one has his mahalach and svekstvaika. The Rajba's mahalach, which will is probably right, certainly right b'shayim. The Rajba holds that a svekstvaika mitam right. The svekstvaika works because of right. What does that mean? Svekstvaika works mitam right. It means we know that you're allowed to be svekstvaika right. The Torah is megalatas that you're allowed to be Simon Hachanach HaRaif. You're allowed to rely on Raif, even though it's possible to not be. You're allowed to rely on Raif. Kind of the Rashba, every spek speka is really right. Why? Because let's say the case of the chicken with the broken wing. So there are two possibilities. It could be a broke before Shechita, could be a broke after Shechita. So that's 50-50. That's a suffering. Two possibilities. Then, even if it broke before Shechita, it's 50-50. Maybe it did make a hole in the lung, maybe it didn't make a hole in the lung. So it comes out that three out of four possibilities are lakula. If you drew a graph, right, I mean, we do graphs today, right, if you drew a graph of all the possibilities, so you have 50%, it's not 50%, but you would have 50% of tachta, of let's say Amish. It could be it was tachta, it could be it was not tachta, right? That's 50-50. That's a 50-50 chance you have to be mad. But even if it's tachta, it's a 50-50 chance maybe it was Inus. And maybe it was Rotsen. So the Rashba says, comes out, you have right to Dadim Lakula. Because if it's not tachta, this is definitely Lakula. And this is also Lakula. So it comes out, right to Dadim, or right possibilities are Lakula. So that it's more than 50% chance of a kula. And that's the Shita Sarajba, that Svek Sveka Mitam Raif. That the reason we're making by a Svek Sveka is because every Svek Sveka is Raif. Any Svek Sveka we mentioned yesterday is Raif. Nation's kite. 50-50. She might be carrying a boy, she might be carrying a girl. Even if she's carrying a boy, she might be a Nathan. So it comes out that there's only, let's say, a 25% chance, or maybe even a 49% chance that it's a living boy. But at least 51% says that it's not a living boy. But either 50% says a girl, and then there's a certain percent that it's a nephil. So it comes out that you have Raiv that says that it's mutter. So the Rashba Shita is that Svek Svek is Mutter Mitam Raiv, since Raiv Tzadadim Avakula, so therefore it's Mutter. That's the Shita's Rashba.
Okay.
If we're going to say Rashi, I'll like the Rashba, yes. Let me see, talk about it. So this is Shita's Rashba, and this is Shita's Raiv Rishayim. The second Mahalach is the Rambam's. The Rambam's Mahalach in Safik. So the Rambam is a two-step, this is two-step Rambam. The Rambam says two kiddush. And I think we all know that Safik Dairaisa is Lachumra, Safik Darabanan is Lakula. Something that we all know from since we started learning any part of Halacha, that anytime you have a Safik in Issa Dairaisa, you have to be Machmir. If you have a Safik in Issa Darabanan, so it can be Meg. That din, that suffix deraisa, according to Rav Rishayim, that's a din tayra. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, halacha Moshe Mesinai, suffix deraisa. That's the way the Rashba and most Rishayim hold. The Rambam is mechadesh. That no, suffix deraisa min atayra is really lekula. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, he told Klal Yisrael that you could be maker on any suffix deraisa. That's the halacha Moshe Mesinai. Later, midrabbanan, the rabbanan were machmir, and they said, as a siyug, rabbanan said suffix deraisa l'chumra. So that the whole din of suffix deraisa l'chumra, according to the Rambam, is a din that the Rabbanan made. It's a din to Rabbanan. And min ha-Torah suffix deraisa is lakul. That's the first step in the Rambam. And that's a very big chiddush. Svara, we're not going to get into the Rambam Shita today, but in Svara, it's very hard to understand. But that's what the Rambam says. That min ha-Torah, you can be mekel on all stakes, and min Rabbanan suffix deraisa is lakul. The din derabbanan. It's a funny thing, the way it's expressed in the svarim. It's suffik deraisa lachumra midrabbanan. The din of suffik deraisa lachumra is itself a din derabbanan. That's the first chiddush of the Rambam. That's by a single suffik. When you have one suffik, the Rambam holds that it's a din derabbanan supposed to be machmir. The melas of the Rambam. When you have a sex faker, it's for sure only a drabbana. Because when it's one suffix, it's already a drabbana. Even if it would be just one suffix, it would be a din drabbana. So sex faker is a suffix drabbana. Every sex faker is a suffix of a suffix. Sounds complicated. A suffix of a suffix. In other words, the sex faker means we don't know if it's a suffix. We don't know if it's a suffix. It's a sex faker. Now, if it's a suffix, it's a din derabbanan. Because every suffix is a derabbanan. So, memela, sex faker is a suffix derabbanan. And memela, suffix derabbanan lakuma. Why are we making on sex faker? Because the Rambam holds a single suffix is itself and is a drabbana. Memela, the Rambam says the second chiddush, which is that a sex faker lies a suffix drabbana lakula. It remains a suffix drabbana lakula, and memela, you could be made. That's the sheet that's around. Rashi was easier than the Rambam, no? As we're very glad. Rambam is more of a bederach hapilpul, that every spek speka is a suffik drabana. But since the Rambam holds one suffik is a drabana, so spek speka is a suffik drabana. Now for today, we're going to ignore the Rambam sheet. We'll get back to it. But for today, we'll talk about the Rashi, which, as I said, is das roiv. Rishayim, not every Rishon except for the Rambam. And therefore, today we're going to discuss the Rashba Shita, and we'll leave the Rambam for a different time. But you should know that any time you get a Palumdis, a Sfek Sfeka, the first thing that has to come to mind is the Machlokes the Rambam the Rashba. That's like the Aleph phase of the Sugya of Sfek Sfeka. Is this Machlokes Rambam and Rashba? If you best place to find the Rambam is to look in funny place to look, but if you take the Chef Shmaitza Aleph, Perek Aleph, he explains the Rambam Shita and the Makar of the Rambam Shita. This is the first Perek of the Chef Shmaitza that's filmed at that house. So, best place to get Klar. Let's talk about the Rashba for today. The Rashba was the reason of Rive. Expecting the time Rive, everything is fine. Pashut Pshat of the Rashba is B'chiddush. That you're allowed to take a chance. You're allowed to take a chance by a Svek Svek. Now, let's say you had something that was suffic poison. It can kill a person. Someone gave you a piece of bread. And he said, you know, it might be poison. But don't worry, it's a sex fake. It might not be poison for one reason. And even if that reason is no good, there's a second reason. Would you eat the piece of bread? Most people wouldn't eat it. Danish maybe, not a piece of bread, right? Right, with sex faker, not so precious. Sex faker. The time right. Pashup Shaf is that the Torah said a big chiddush that you're allowed to be mekel, even though it would be poison, maybe it wouldn't be mekel. Ali Musa will tell you if you wouldn't eat poison, how could you eat a shayla of a deraisa? What's the answer to that? According to the Rashba, it's a chiddush of rife. Nothing else. Let me ask you about rife. Right, you have one piece of tray for me that became confused with two pieces of kosher meat. of the three pieces, two of them were taken away, you left with one. So you have to rub a shayla, and Rav says you can eat it. Right? The halacha. If you have two pieces of kasher meat, one piece of trefa meat, they all become mixed, and one of them is parish, called the parish from Rav Parish, you're allowed to eat the meat. So you go with the Rav Shaila, he says you're allowed to eat the meat. So you come home, and you say, it's mutter. So you meet the Baal Musar. He says, what do you mean? If that would be true, if it would be poison, would you eat it? One piece of poison meat became mixed with two pieces of kasher meat. Would you eat it? You say, no. So the Torah should be worse, shouldn't be worse than a poison for your body. And he answered. It's suffix not poison, it's not like that
poison.
It's become a badai. This is the Makuda. What happens? Reb Shimon's Mahalach. The klal, and especially in Hilchos Sfeikus, before I talk about Sfeikus, the Shimon's Mahalach in Suffolk is that if you have a Suffolk that's in a way that the Torah said it's awesome, let's say you have one Suffolk derais. You have a piece of meat that the Suffolk derais, you're not allowed to eat it. Are you definitely not allowed to eat it? Are you maybe not allowed to eat it? So Reb Shimon's Yisayid, she says in the Shari Yashin, right in the beginning of Shar Aleph, Perek Vav, is that every Safik Dairaisa is Vada Yisr. A Safik Dairaisa is Vada Yisr. What that means is if you have a piece of meat that's a suffix derais. It's a suffix derais, you're not sure if it's kosher or trei. And you eat it. And you come up to Shemayim in Lachamei of Esrim. And you, the first thing you do, you know, you're all worried about that piece of trei because you might have eaten. So you say, you know, you come up to Rabbi Nishalom, you say, Rabbi Nishalom, remember, you know, 40 years ago I ate that piece of meat. It was a suffix, it was kosher or trei. What was it? So he says, yeah, it came from a kasher, it was from a kasher shlita. He said, Baruch Hashem. Right? Baruch Hashem. I wasn't like any other area. It's kasher. But Shimon says, no, you were over an Aveira. You were over an Aveira. You're going to get burnt for that. You are over a chait. He said, which Aveira? Show me. Open up the book. Which pasuk in the Torah is it? Torah says, my son will call me Aveira. But Rabbi Shalom said it wasn't available. So what's the answer? Which Aveira were you over? Which Aveira were you over? Which Aveira? Is an Aveira called Safik Derais Lachumra? It's such an Aveira called Safik Derais Lachumra. That's not a Safik Aveira. That's definitely an Aveira. Follow what's going on? If you have a piece of meat, one piece of kosher meat, one piece of treif meat, that become mixed, that's a suffix, there's no right. If you eat one of those, there's no shayla you are over an aveira. It's not maybe, it's not 50-50. Reb Shimon says it's a vadai aveira, because you vadai ate suffix deras lachamra. You certainly ate something called Safi Darais Lachumra, and that's an Aveira. What? We're not going with the Rambam. It's just a Darais. I said, we're going to ignore the Rambam. Rav Shimon's explaining the sheet of the Rashba. It's all explanation of the Rashba. What? I suppose it would be. If it's a Darais, it's a Darais. We have to get into which things are the Tantra, which things are not. But the point is, it's worse than being the top of the life. A person was over and it's that accident. You follow what's going on? No Kumish here today, Rafael. You come every Friday because I speak about Kumish. I'm giving you a Marish here. Want to try?
Yes.
You find a seat. Also, we'll see if I understand it. The again. Even though he's saying about Ishtender, I'm going to continue to share. So again, what is Rav Shimon's side? That every Safik Dairaisa, every Safik Dairaisa is a Vada Yisif. Why is it a Vada Yisif? It's the Rabbani Shalom Asin, Safik Dairaisa Lachon. He said it's awesome. That's Rav Shimon's first step. Rav Shimon later, in Shara Aleph, in Perek Yud Tes, if you want to look it up, start from the paragraph in Nirali. He says, what pshat is Svek Sveika? Why is the Svek Sveika mutter? What's pshat in the Rashi? Right to Dagen. He learns as follows. He learns this into the Rashi. He learns this into Kavanas Rashi. He says that a Svek Sveika is like this. A single Safik, which Aveira is it? The Torah has what he calls 613 mitzvahs, and then a 614. The 614 is Safik Dairaisa Lachon. That's a separate Aveira, he said. The din of Svek Sveika is that a Safik of one of the 613 deraises is l'chumra. A suffix of one of the 613 is l'chumra. But a suffix of this aveira, called suffix derais l'chumra, that is l'kula. If you have a suffix, if something is suffix derais l'chumra, that halacha Moshe Sinai says is mutter. So that the way the Rashba is really saying, according to Rashi, he's saying like this. When you start with this and you split it in half and you have one side of Isser, one side of Heter, so that this thing, which is now 50-50, becomes, it's not Nevela, because it's not Vade Nevela. What is it? Safik Dairaisa Lachon. It's a piece of Safik Dairaisa Lachon. So why do you have to be Machmir? Because of the din of Safik Dairaisa Lachon. This Aveir. Now, let's say you're not sure. You have two possibilities. You have one possibility that it's Mutter no matter what, and one possibility that it's a Safik. And you're not sure, is it Vadai Heter or is it Safik Dairaisa? So Rav Shimon says that is mutter mehalacha l'mashu mesina, because that is a suffix of a suffix deraisa l'chumra. It's a suffix if this is a suffix deraisa l'chumra, and that is specifically mutter b'din tayr. Or in other words, a suffix of the 613 mitzvahs or 613 averis is l'chumra. A suffix, if something is suffix deraisa l'chumra, that is mutter. Why? Not because of right, but because he calls it right to dadim, because it's the halacha is vadai that a suffix of a suffix deraisa is mutter. But what he basically does is, I explained to you the Rashba before by making one package and showing 75% chance one way and 50% chance the other way. What he does is he splits the two halves of the graph, so to speak. In other words, this might be, let's say, the case of the Kadesh's Kayyam. This might be a Zachar, might be in the Kayyam. Right? Could be a Zachar, could be in the Kayyam. On the other hand, it could be it's a Bar Kayyama, or it could be it's a Nefel. Now, when it's Zachar, it's a Nefel. Right? It doesn't really matter if it's a Zohar in the Kedah. It's mutter both ways. Right? That's what happens by Svek Sveika. By Svek Sveika, you can split it. You have one Safik and you have another Safik. This Safik could be L'chumra, could be L'kula. The other thing, if it's a Nefel, then it's L'kula no matter what. So comes out that you have two possibilities, either Vadei Heter or Suffolk Derais. That's called a Suffolk. A Suffolk, if it's a Suffolk. Now Rav Shimon brings a Raya. He says the Lashon of Chazal is not Treis Fakus, Speks Faker. What kind of Lashon is Speks Faker? You have the case of Rai later in the parable of it. It's called Trey Ruby. You have two Rai's. The Gemara calls it Trey Ruby. You have two Rai's. Called Ruba the Ruba. Calls it Trey Ruby. Why is Specs Faker not called Trace Faker? He says, because the Pshat of Specs Faker is exactly Specs Faker. It's a Suffolk if it's an Aveira called Suffolk Derais Lachomra. This Aveira called Suffolk Derais Lachomra, which was represented by this, it would be just a suffix in the case of Zohar, it would be suffix the rice lachomer. It's a suffix if it's this. Might be this, might be that. It's a smack smaker. It's a suffix of a suffix. A suffix of a suffix is mutter bitambada. There's no question that it's mutter. This is Reb Shimon's Yisoid. Reb Shimon's Yisoid obviously has many nafkaminas. And as I said before, that test, we're going to get into it more of an arichus. But the biggest nafkamina is that according to Reb Shimon's Yisoid, a svek sveika is vadai mutter. A svek sveika is mutter b'tam vadai. Just like one savi derais l'chumra, is osur mitam vadai, a svek sveika is mutter b'tam vadai. What does that mean, mutter b'tam vadai? It means there's no question. Let's say a person has this chicken with a broken wing. Goes to the Rav tells him it's mutter, specs fake. Then Lachamei of Esrim, he comes up to Shemayim, and he finds out that the wing broke, Mechayim, and that the chicken flapped its wings, and that it made a hole in the lung, and it was taka, trey. Is he going to have any Einish for eating that? No. Why? Because Svek Sveika is Vadai Mutter. There's no question Svek Sveika is Mutter. It's not a Shaila. It's certain that Svek Sveika is Mutter. It's Mutter Mitam Vadai. This is the aside of Rav Shimon. What we're doing now is answering what we started. I asked you, what happens if a Baal Musar is going to tell you? How could you eat that? It will be a question if it's poison, you wouldn't eat it. So if it's a question if it's trey, even if it's 25% chance it's trey, nobody here would eat something if it's 25% it's poison. How could you eat it if it's 25% chance it's trey? So you'll answer him, it's not 25% chance it's trey. It's vadai kosher. It's 100% kosher. The same Torah that said, I'm not allowed to eat nevela, said that I'm allowed to eat Svek Sveika. It's a Vadai that you're allowed to eat a Svek Sveika. No question about it. This is Rav Shimon's Yisoid. And we'll see over the year, those of you who remember from last year, that Rav Shimon's Mahalas Bechlau is that when the Torah says something, it's a Vadai, even if it's built on Sveika. But the Halacha is a Vadai. So therefore, something that rises to lachumra is vadai treif, no question about it. And a svek sveika, lakula, is vadai kosher, no question about it. Now, if we take Rav Shimon's Yisoid is that a svek sveika is vadai mutter. Now, let's get back to the machlokes in our Gemara. I asked you, who's more pashut? Rabbeinu Tam says you don't have to check if you have a sex maker. Or the Rajba who says you have to check. Who's more pasha? So what do you say now? If you have a sex maker, what's more pasha? You should have to check or you shouldn't have to check?
You should have to check.
Is that the way it comes down now based on Reb Shimon? According to Reb Shimon, we understand now the shita that holds you don't have to check. Taisus holds you, you don't have to be Mavar. The Ramah holds you, don't have to be Mavar. Why don't you have to be Mavar? You don't have to be Mavar because there's no question about it. It's Vadei Heter.
Why do I have to be the Baron?
Yeah. So now the other sheet of the Kosher. Okay, one second. So we're saying that Rav Shimon, the Halkav, saying Rav Shimon, this whole Mahalach that it's a Vadai, which Rav Shimon says in the Rashba, we're saying this to explain who in our Gemara, Rashi or Tosis, Rav Chazon. Who do we say, Bashkofa Rishayna, who is more Shver? And you do have to check or you don't have to check? Bashkofa Rishayna, originally we said, before Pasha, that you have to check, which is Rashi. Which is Rashi or the Rashi. We said, before Pasha, you have to check. This Rav Shimon helps us understand the Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Helps us understand Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, you don't have to check. So this whole Rav Shimon that I spoke out is all to understand the Rashi Bashita. Now we understand the Rashi. But you don't have to check. Why don't you have to check? So Rav Shimon explains that, explaining the Rabbeinu Tam, why don't you have to check? Because it's certain that it's not trade. So this whole Rav Shimon explains Rabbeinu Tam very well. Now what happens every time you explain one shita very well, it now becomes shvara the other shita. Now we understand very, very geshmak the shita of the Ramah Rabbeinu Tam that you should not have to check. Now the question is, how do we understand the shita of Rashi and the Rashba that holds you do have to check? Based on Reb Shimon, how do you understand the Rashba himself that holds you have to check? How should you have to check? Especially, he says it's a Kavanas Rashba, so it's especially Shem. So why should you have to check in our, over here? Now comes right the other way. No, he's explaining that it's a Vade Heter. It's a Vade Heter. What do you have to be Vare for? Maybe there's a Svara. Maybe he's playing with the Rav Shimon's Svara. No, Rav Shimon's saying it's Mutter V'tam V'adai. And yet you have to be Mavar. Maybe because if you could be Mavar, it's different. Yeah. I'm not going to look underneath. I agree with you, that's not a sub. Then you're closing your eyes. You're not doing something normal. But something that requires a status to check. Why should you have to check? So the truth is, there are a number of mahalchim in that brain. This question. How do we make it shtim that you do have to check, the sheet of Rashi that you do have to check, with the mahalach that normally you don't have to check? There are a number of mahalchim. I'll mention to you one, and we'll leave it at that for the time being. The easiest mahalach is the mahalach of the Chedesh Shleimai. The Chedesh Shleimai has two pshat. One of his two is that in Achinami, Rashi will be maida that normally you don't have to check. Normally you don't have to check. In our Gemara, different. Because there's a chance of a zilzal to Bezdin. Bezdin will tell, imagine, his husband comes to Bezdin. Bezdin says you can live with your wife. Maybe 4 or 5 years later, Edim will come. And they'll say, you know, she was Mizana. She was an Arusa. And Bezdin will have to call him and say, you know what, we passed him a few years ago, we take that back. He said, what do you mean? I lived with my wife all these years. Well, I made a mistake. The big zilzal. So that Rashi will hold that this is a specific takana. It's takik zeri the rabban. Why did they make this gezeira? Which b'chlal needs hesber, a far-fetched gezeira. Maybe Edom will come. Why did they make this gezeira? They had a special reason here, Chedesh Shleimai says. Because there's a chance there'll be a terrible zilzal to Bezdin. the Bezin will paskin today it's mutter, and then many years later, Bezin's going to have to retract to say it's mutter. So therefore, to play it safe, he said, get married Wednesday night, and the next day you'll come into Bezin all upset, and we'll make a koil, and the koil's going to come out, and we want to do that, that it also shouldn't come out later. So he shouldn't be living many, many years this. What are we saying there? That really, you don't have to be mevarech. At least not so. Rashi says, why do you have to be mevarech? A special reason that's unique to us. I said if I'm Mishleim on this. Taisus holds that there's no such takana to be mevarech. Taisus says, Vadei Heter, we don't make such a takana. Make new takanas, but there's also no such takana. And Taisus holds that it's only because of it's just kind of this investment. You're right. This doesn't explain the Rajba in the case of the trade for chicken. I'm explaining Rashi and also. And the Shlomo explains our Rashi. I did not explain the Rajba in Hilchos Tractus, which is a string of loose end that we're going to leave for now. Just to explain it properly would require big arichus, which we're going to leave for that test. But what we're ending up with, the kitzur is like this. Bashkafu Rishayna, the Raj Vashita was easy, which is that you normally should be mevarech. Once we go through the whole Reb Shimon, Rav Enitam Shita is easier. And you do not have to be mevarech. How are we going to explain Rashi and the Rajba? So Rashi, we can explain to Chemda Shleimer. The Raj ben Hilchos Tractus, so we'll leave you that for now. Raj ben Hilchos Tractus. We now, either Rajba didn't agree with Rav Shimon's decide. Rajba's entitled to talk to Rav Shimon. Rajba could disagree with Rav Shimon. Or, if Rav Shimon learned the Rajba his way, we're going to need a Hesber, which we're going to leave. We have now a Hesber in our Rashi and our Taisus. Again, the Rajba and Hilchos Tractus, we'll leave that for that next. But we'll come back. If you look in your notes from last year, then they could be Huda on that test. I think that we spoke out there, we'll explain it, but we're going to read that. Okay. Let's do something a little easier. Taisus Liyamar V. Taisus Nissus. Places in this is hard to like a tiny nice and as of Suma, Kamayoish Makadish, with Fisha Akta Makatsar Yais. Shorter to say Basula this is, see, Basula this is a very strange language. If I talk to you in English, I say, last night a woman got married. Got married. You say, a man married a woman. A person carries a package. You don't say the package got carried. Right? Nobody talks that way. The package got carried. The sulanissus means the woman became married. It's a funny language. Sometimes she says it's short. But you could have said nice and it's absurd. You marry a woman, you carry a package. You drive a car. You don't say the car got driven. So the language is an unusual language. So Taisa says, it's Mekatzer Yais. Vay. Ditarach Yav Amin Hatem Lebal Karcha. Imagine that. I would have had to have a meaning if you get married even against her will. It would make dating a lot easier. I would have had to have a meaning if you can marry a woman even against her will. So right away, to say, what kind of weird Havavid is that? Marry a woman against her will? They says, no. Kiddibishani Gavihad Aparach Lisni Yoish Kain. It says the same thing, Ha'isha Niknis, a woman gets Niknis. So the Gemara says, why did it say Ha'ish Kainik? Because I would have thought about Kacha. So the Meila, Va'ay Dehasa Makrakai Kikafishish. But Taisa's middle reason is I would have thought even about Kacha. So therefore it says the Sulanis. Ay, Frekta Marshal, why did it say Ha'ish Makafish? Why does it say Ha'ish Mekadesh? It should say Ha'ish Miskadeshes. Taisus, in the beginning of Taisus started, with the Mishnah and Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph. Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph, it says Harish Mekadim. So you see, you could say such a lush. Taisor says no, because on that base it says Harisha Niknis. So you see, you should use a lush that's mashma not bar karka. But I on Daf Mem Aleph, it says Harish Mekadim. So the answer is, I already know it can't be Balkarcha from the Mishnah on that base in Kedushin. From the Mishnah on that base, it says, oh, Isha Niknis, to tell you not Balkarcha. So Ramela on Daf Mem Aleph in Kedushin, it can say a different version. Follow? Follow what's going on? Since I know on that base, it says, oh, Isha Niknis, to tell you. Only Britzayna Napa Karcha. So Mimela on Daf Mem Aleph, it could say a different Rosh. Now you're not going to make the mistake. So the question is, so why don't you say the same thing here? Niceness of Sula. I'll think against the will. But I already have the Mishnah Kedushin Daf Beis that tells us it can't be against the will. The Mishnah Mishnah. What? Well, whichever one was first, we don't know the order in which Rebbe learned the Mishnah. But if that came first, so it should be enough. If this came first, do it here, not there. You don't have to be Mishnah in two places. What? Alright, but the Mashal answers, Rebbe brings it from the Taisus and Kedushin, that you have to know is Erisin and Kedushin. You have two things in marriage. Is Erisin and Nisuin. Erisin and Kedushin is the same thing. Like Kedushin or Erisin, how do you do Kedushin? How do you do Erisin? Erisin is back on Erisin is Kedushin in one of three ways. The Kedushin is back on the end. We do by putting the ring on. Ring is Kedushin. Is that fully married? No. After Kedushin, you need a second thing to be fully married. That's Nisuin. Nisuin is chuppah. Whatever chuppah is, we're going to get to the Ran on the bottom of the Adaf, who gets into what's chuppah. The Ran on the bottom of the Samid, if any of you went through the Gemara, and if you want to know what to do for Sunday, look at the Ran. The Ran goes into the Machlokes, what's chuppah. So we do both. We do a chuppah, and we do a yichud room, the chashish for the shivas. Whatever chuppah is, that's Nisuin. So, from Masechtas Kedushin, I only know that Kedushin can't be Bar Karcha. But I would think, Taka Kedushin, she gets a choice. You know? In the beginning, she gets a choice. You want to marry me or not? Once she accepts Kedushin, I would think Nisuin, you could do Bar Karcha. So, I need our Mishnah to tell you, Nisuin, this is, that Nisuin is not Bar Karcha. Okay? So I need two Mishnahs. The Mishnah Kedushin that says to tell you Kedushin is not Bar Karcha. The Mishnah here to tell you that Nisuin is not Bar Karcha. Why would I think to be Mechalek? The Kedushin and Nisuin. Do we have a story? Why would I think? What? First step, she gets a choice. The second step, she doesn't get a choice. What? So maybe she's master to again now. I have a Havalina. She did Eris. So Taki, your svara is good. It doesn't make sense that if the Eris and she can say, I just want to stay in Arusa. So you have to tell her, look, either take a cat or take a suit. But I would have a Havalina. It's like saying, to get engaged, we give her a choice. To get married, you have no choice anymore. Very smart for that. So we'll see a svara in the Yitzhak Shem. The stifler in Masechtas Kedushin. The new prince in Simin Yud Tes, and the old prince in Simin Tesvav. He explains the aside of the difference between Erisin and Nisuin. Yitzhak Shem will speak it out on Sunday, but I'd like you to look it up before then. You don't have to see the whole piece where it comes, but where he starts, the paragraph, I believe it starts with Nira Lee. or just Venera. In those two paragraphs, he explains the aside of the difference between Erisin and Issuin. It's going to be Nageya, not only to explain this Taisvis, but also when we get to the Ran of Bamanianu. So please try to understand the difference, that difference between Erisin and Issuin. Also on Sunday, we're going to start the Gemara. The Yomit should go pretty quickly, and I hope everybody will be prepared. I'd like to take a few minutes to talk about something in the Parashas HaShavua, if you don't mind, and Kisava, that keeps on cropping up in the Pasuk. It says, Hayayim HaZeh HaShem HaLakech HaMetzav HaLazi Zbuk HaMetzav HaLazi Zbuk HaMetzav HaLazi Zbuk HaMetzav HaLazi. Then it says, Hashem HaMarta HaYayim. I'm reading to you each Pasuk. Third Pasuk. Hashem HaMircha HaYayim. It keeps on popping up with the word Hayayim. If you talk to somebody, you don't tell them I'm talking to you today. Every keeps on writing. Moshe Rabbeinu keeps on telling them, Hashem Hamata Hayayim, Hashem Hamircha Hayayim, Hayayim Hazeh Hashem HaKofi Netzavcha. The constant reference to Hayayim needs explanation. The Daf Pshat, I'm sure, can be explained. But there's a Kli Yakar in the beginning of Parshas Re'eh. Looks like on the Pasuk Re'eh Anaychi. What does it say? Say Anaychi. Anaychi Lefnechem Hayayim Bracha Kva. What's he doing today? What else are you doing? See, that's the problem. Why Hayayim keeps on? It says the second Pasuk again. It's Habracha. Shetishem Otis Hashem Lekechem. Shoneishem Mitzav Eskem Hayayim. Again, the third Pasuk. Constant reference to Hayyam. What the Rebbe is. Now, a funny thing happened to me this summer. These things only happen in Eretz Yisrael. But I was in Eretz Yisrael for a couple of years. And I was happy to be. It was at night, and I was working on a certain Indian, which is not important for right now what it was. And my wife called from the United States, and she asked me, she said hello, and she said, you know, she had to speak tonight on the topic of Shemesh. I got a speech for her. Seems there are two color records, you know, Shemesh, I don't know if the other one was Reach or Rua, I don't know. It was not in the boys' camp. On the girls' camp, so, you know, one of the things was that you have to speak about Shemesh. She said, what do you have to say about Shemesh? So, you know, you get put on the spot, you know, to put away a secret charge. So we spoke for a little while, and I think what I told her was probably not good enough, and, you know, she was nice about it. I don't know what she ended up saying. Shortly thereafter, I left my apartment. I found scotch tapes to the keyhole, a letter. And the letter was from one of the former Talmidim, who sat here in the class. He was now learning in Eretz Yisrael. I had met with him that day. We spent some time together. So he left me a letter. The letter was about Shemesh. Not only was it about Shemesh, but it was about the other topic that I was learning before my wife called. It's a nice thing to happen in Eretz Yisrael, right? So he said the following, and I think it's beautifully recited. Said he was learning Masechta Avodah Zarah. Masechta Avodah Zarah says that La'asid Lavai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the son out of his case, Le'tzichama Min Atika. Hashem is going to take the son out of his case. The tzaddikim will warm themselves by the son and will be very geshmak. The Rishayim are going to burn, or they're going to melt by the sun. Say so. Hashem will take the son out of his cave. The tzaddikim are going to be son in the boy. They'll say Yishmak. They're used to it from the Heis HaMikvah, right? So they're going to say Yishmak. And the Rishayim, they're going to melt. So the Masha writes, what's Rishayim? This Gemara, the son. So the Masha writes, you say, says the son has a unusual capacity. Sun can do is certain things it melts. You put wax in the sun, it melts. If you want to make
salt from salt water, put it in the sun, and the water, of course, evaporates. And the salt, you get hot salt. The longer you leave it, the hotter the sun is. If you put wool out of the sun, it reaches the wool. The wool becomes whiter. If a person stays out in the sun too long, it becomes blacker. The same sun. Certain things it melts, certain things it makes hot. Certain things it makes dark, and certain things it makes light. It's the same sun. So the Marsha says that that's the kayach of the sun. It teaches us the shinoi is not in the mashpia. The shinoi is in the mushba. That sometimes something happens. It's not inherently good or bad. It depends on how you take it. The same thing could happen to a tzaddik and to a rasha. The tzaddik could take from it chizuk, and the rasha could take from it something that's going to make him be playing a guile. It's the same thing. It's the same Rabbi Nishalai. The remnant of the sun, the kayach of the sun is kayach. That it's one mashpia, and there are those who melt by it, and those that get harder by it. Klei Yakar says exactly the same part on Parshas Re'eh. Re'eh, Avechi Neis Lefnechem Hayayim. He says, why is Rabbi Yishon constantly referred to Hayayim? He says, to Remes, to the Kayach HaShemesh. He says the same thing. The sun, certain things it hardens, certain things it softens, certain things it makes white, certain things it makes dark. To teach you. Re'eh, Avechi Neis Lefnechem Hayayim, as a bracha, as a klolah. The same as Vayne Shalom. It's the same as Shvia. It's Me'iti Le'yetze HaTeves V'harayis. Pasa says it. Me'icha. That Teve and Rayis, it's not from your Vayne Shalom, it doesn't come out good or bad. From Vayne Shalom it comes out. Is it good or bad? That depends on the Moshe. Depends on the person that receives the Hashma. And that's the constant remnant to the Hayyayim, to the Kayach HaShemesh. It's a Bederach Remez, not Pshach Tepasi. But that's the constant Remez that it depends on a Mushba, not on a Mashpia. That's a tremendous lesson. Now, the Gemara says in Tainis that Rabbi Yechidan decided he was incredible long enough, he had to go out and learn a Panasa. The Gemara says two Amayran. Rabbi Yechidan, I think Karno is the second. He both decided it's enough, he can go to work. So they left Yeshiva, so on the way, Gemara says they stopped by a wall to rest. And Rabbi Yechidan heard Malachim saying that, let's throw the wall over them. So they need Yeshiva. So he asked Karna, hey, did you hear anything? I didn't hear anything. So Rabbi Yechidan said, well, I heard it. Rabbi Yechidan went back to Yeshiva. Karna went wherever he went. The Gemara explains how later, Karna almost lost his sanity. Because he felt that he was more capable in learning and that he hadn't been in yeshiva long enough. What's the mussar? So the mussar is, of course, you could learn Pashit that Rabbi Yechidan had bigger ears and you know, he heard it. But the mussar is that things happen all the time. And some people hear it, some people don't hear it. Rosh Hashanah is always there, Malachim always talking. Some people hear it, some people don't hear it. So I don't think that we actually hear the angels talk. In the sense that we hear it in the Shashmiya. But we hear it. There are things that come up, and sometimes you hear it, and sometimes you don't hear it. It doesn't depend on the Mashpia. The Shina is in the Mushma, not in the Mashpia. The Shina is how you take certain things. The Shina is not in how certain things are given to you. So I davened for the Yomid once when I was a bacha here, and afterwards Rapan called me over and he told me that I messed up on my dictum. I messed up certain things I said wrong, and he corrected me. I was very flustered. Shita tells you that your dictum is bad. I was very flustered, I was very taken aback. But afterwards, after I sort of got my composure back, I went back to him and I told him, look, if I made those mistakes, I probably made some more mistakes. So he said, yeah, as a matter of fact, you did. I just didn't, you know, I don't want to lay it on too thick. So, you know. So from that, I got a dig book shear, you know. I went to a dig book. A number of years later, there were a couple of brothers here in Yeshiva that were available, and one of them was davening for the other. Exactly the same thing happened. Mom told him, and as a matter of fact, I told him initially exactly the same thing you told me. That you pronounce certain things wrong, and so you say it right. He said, you know, great to the years, he has mechila for telling me. Afterwards, this fellow came over to me, told me he made up with his brothers, he's never davening anymore where a palm is there. From now on, you know, one of his brothers will daven this, so he'll daven the 9:30 Marriott when a palm's not there. You know, they took turns anyway. No more. Yeah, so two people could hear the same thing. And one person, I don't mean to make a big fuss over me, but it's an example. One person could decide he wants to learn. And one person could decide he'd rather be wrong. He'd rather be wrong. You have a classroom every year. You can have 25 guys in a class. And one rabbi, the mashpia is the same. And no two people in the 25 come away with the same thing. No two people come away with the same thing. Anything. You get different hashpar. The shina is in the mushma. The shina is in the way people take things. The shina is in the way people react to things. Everything is an opportunity. Everything that happens is an opportunity. It depends how you take it. It's a tremendous musa. It's a tremendous musa that the shinoi is in the mushka. Starting a year, I'm hoping that everybody here will be mushka l'tayim. Certainly hoping that they have a good, Hashem in years past, they've had a good relationship with just about everybody. But it's up to you. It's up to how you take it. It's up to how you take it. You have to take things in a way that's constructive. You have to take things in a way that's repaid. The message of this idea of the Hayyim, of the Shemesh, it's too late for me to get back to my wife with the speech, but at least it's a big insight, a big lesson. The Shula is not in the Mashbiya, the Shula is in the Mushka. It's like that in class, it's like that in everything the Rabbi Shalom told us. Try to pick the most out of every opportunity for Hashem.